SC Boyle, Jason Smith. We are live here at it's Petersburg Summerfield High School for a regional championship game. Jason, did you come the same way as me, M50 to Petersburg Road?
Surely did, because I had no idea where I was going otherwise.
Well, Petersburg Road is a fun road to traverse in that big old station van. It's got me bouncing basically the entire way down the road. But Matt Lehman and I on Monday were out here, and we were critical of the condition of the road, and I noticed today some fresh patch on some of those potholes. I don't know if it's us. I don't know if we get the credit, but it was looking better today for certain. Though still a fun road to ride down. We are here checking out the Hanover Horton Comets and the Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central Falcons, ready to go here for a regional championship here in Class C. And Hanover Horton got here 21-2 on the year. They haven't lost since early December. They won 17 straight, and they had a big win here Monday night, 46-33 over Ann Arbor Green Hills. And I think the score there, the final, doesn't necessarily speak to how close of a game that was. Green Hills slowed the pace of the game way down, and they kept it close for 3.5 quarters, and Hanover Horton just in the end got a great run late and got themselves into this game tonight. Monday night's game, you got to look at Jack Brocky, Preston Laqueta, or Rhett Laqueta, Luke Laqueta. I'm looking backwards to Preston Laqueta, and I'll mention him a little bit later on here in the pregame, but both Laquettas and Jack Brocky really spreading around those three. Of course, Donovan Kennedy's a threat. Mitch Sauber's a threat. They're going to have Sanders off the bench occasionally, Jake Sauber. They've got a good 7-8 guys who can get it done for this lineup, and I think they're going to need all of them tonight if they want to get a win.
Yeah, this is an absolutely tough St. Mary's Catholic Central team that last year Greg O'Connor and I got to see absolutely manhandle a then-undefeated Michigan Center Cardinal team. It was one of the best Michigan Center teams, one of the best teams in the Cascades Conference we'd seen in a long time, and they manhandled them. This year it's no exception. St. Mary's is very, very tall, very, very athletic, senior-laden, just stacked top to bottom, and they're undefeated. Whether or not this Hanover team this year is better than last year's Michigan Center team is debatable, but, this is a tough road for Hanover Horton.
Yeah, Monday night, Monroe St. Mary's, Napoleon hung around. They kept keeping it within single digits. They'd get a five-point run here or there and keep it close. But eventually, the hot-shooting Falcons, and as you mentioned, Jason, the size advantage kind of put them over the edge. You got Keegley out there hitting. Hunter Keegley hit 8 threes in that game Monday night. Just didn't seem like he could miss, and it wasn't like he shot volume either. I mean, I guess 11 three-point shots is a lot, but to go 8 out of 11-ish is a pretty good night for anybody shooting from the floor, let alone from
Absolutely.
Beyond the arc. So he had a big game, and the guy you got to watch for, too, is Haught. Christopher Haught. He's a 6'8 senior, apparently headed off to the Air Force Academy next year to play ball.
Good for him.
And he is going to be a matchup problem. And what makes it even a bigger problem is, let's say you do focus on Haught, you double him, whatever you do against him, then maybe he drops it off to Tyler Welch, who's another 6'4 guy in the front court, or Wyatt O'Brien, who's another 6'4 guy that runs out there for him. So they've got length, and Hanover Horton's going to have to see what they can do to match that. And again, Keegley's not one of the long guys. He's just 5'9".
Yeah.
But he can play inside, outside. He will drive. He'll shoot if you leave him open. Hanover Horton, a very good defensive team, will still have their work cut out for him tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Hanover has a lot of length as well. You've got 6'5" Luke Laqueta, Rhett's 6'2", Bryce Sanders off the bench is 6'2". Even farther down the bench, Trent Finnegan is 6'1". You've got Brocky, who's 6'3", in the lineup. Donovan Kennedy, 6'1". But, you say those numbers in the Cascades Conference, and that's fairly daunting. Against St. Mary's, that's guard play for them.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, their guards are 6'1", 6'2". You know, you've got Tyler Welch, who's 6'4". Wyatt O'Brien, who's in the starting lineup, who's 6'4". Eventually, that's going to wear you down. So Hanover's going to have to rely on speed and defense and utilize their ability for their quote-unquote big men to stretch the floor. Rhett and Luke can hit from outside. They'll need to get them out, those bigger guys for St. Mary's out there, get them uncomfortable in order to make plays and hopefully keep this game close and set them up for a win.
Yeah, I think you nailed it there, Jason, is the fact that, Rhett Laketa, Luke Laketa, Jack Brocky, the guys who do have the length for Hannibal Horton, can step out all the way out beyond the arc, so they're comfortable shooting anywhere on the floor. That's going to keep those big guys maybe away from the goal a little bit so that the other people will have a chance to drive in the lane and get some buckets. And Donovan Kennedy doesn't tip the scale. He's 6'1". He's not a guy who is on the outer edges of the height numbers, but at 6'1", he plays great down low. He loves to run that baseline, and he's a solid rebounder, which they'll need to have a concerted effort to stay on the boards with this long St. Mary's team.
Yeah, Donovan Kennedy, he's a slasher-type forward guard hybrid type of ball player, and they're really going to need Rhett and Luke to stretch the floor out, get a lot of those big guys out of the lane. He loves that baseline drive, so St. Mary's is going to probably look to try to take that away from him. But if you can get Rhett and Luke outside hitting shots along with Jack Brocky, who loves to take the deep three, Mitch Sauber can facilitate well enough, you might be able to open up some looks at the high point for Rhett and Luke and also set up some plays for Donovan Kennedy on that baseline drive.
Yeah, really excited to see who they end up how they end up matching up out here, what Mortimer draws up defensively to counter, again, Keegley and Haught, who were the two focal points of the St. Mary's offense in Monday night's game, their win over Napoleon. We're a few minutes still away from tip-off. Let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. I want to say thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, our big sponsor for all of the postseason here in high school basketball on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school.
Changes in branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
School basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jesse Boyle, Jason Smith at Petersburg Summerfield High School. We got regional championship action here. We've been following so much high school basketball, it's a blur right now.
It is madness.
Yeah, make sure you join us, though, Friday afternoon, late afternoon, 5:30 tip-off scheduled for Northwest and Michigan Center in the ladies' semifinals for the state championship. One of those teams is going to be in the state championship game, Jason.
That's awesome.
We're expecting a barn burner. And that, again, 5:30 right here in WKHM and online at WKHM.com, live from Calvin College.
Calvin College.
Yeah, I was going to say, the winner of today's game will be playing Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Kalamazoo Loy Norix High School.
Good school.
So they could travel a little bit.
Yeah.
I've been working on trying to get them to reschedule that Michigan Center Northwest game for somewhere in Jackson County.
You know, we actually, funny story, when I was in college at Western, we used to buy Calvin College window clings and cut off the CALV, so it just said in college, and then put that part on our car.
Nice. Yeah.
So we were bored. There wasn't a whole lot to do at Western that time.
Well, let's look at the starting lineups here for today's game, Jason.
Yeah, anything's better than our vamping here. So Hanover Horton going to lead off with their usual suspects with the sophomore, 5'9", Mitch Sauber. Jack Brocky, the other sophomore, 6'3". Rhett and Luke Laketta, also sophomores, 6'2 and 6'5", respectively. And finally, the junior, 6'1", slasher guard forward hybrid, Donovan Kennedy.
Yeah, you look at that sophomore heavy lineup for Hanover Horton. It's almost like they're a year early to be at this point. So we wish them the best tonight against Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. Who are the Falcons running out there?
The 23-0 Falcons for St. Mary's Catholic Central will have 5'9" junior guard Hunter Kegley, 5'10" senior guard Mitchell Sherrard, senior forward 6'8" Christopher Haught, 6'4" forward Wyatt O'Brien, he's a senior. And the junior forward, 6'4", Tyler Welch.
Yeah, they don't have anybody listed as a center, Jason. They call those guys forwards. And it's probably pretty accurate because they don't have anybody who gets down there and really bangs. Haught will do that a little bit.
Yeah.
He likes to go to the basket, and he did try a couple of dunks. Came up short on both of them and actually ended up being turnovers at that point or just missed shots for Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, but a 6'8". He isn't limited to down low. He's a nice kind of a wingman, really, and that's going to be a tough matchup for whoever draws that tonight.
Yeah, my guess is it'll likely be Luke Laketta, maybe Rhett, who might be slightly more athletic than Luke, but probably Rhett's going to get that just based on the length.
Well, it's 6 1/2 dozen the other. I mean, they could come out and play a really, you know, stretch out a zone where they're guarding everybody on the wing and kind of stuff up the middle a little bit, too. We'll see what they do, what Coach Mortimer will draw up for them. As we tick off the final seconds here on the pregame, we will take a quick break, come back and get the tip-off here. Thanks again to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center for being on the game tonight, along with Hanover Horton Community Schools, supporting their players as they continue into this regional championship game, and additionally, Lomar Machine and Tool, who always gets on board and supports the Hanover Horton Comets here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only $1. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all you can eat pancakes and the everyday value slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2468 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or a free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties!
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pete Boyle, Jason Smith, live here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com, around the world. All the way up to, once again, Kenai, Alaska tonight for Al Hall.
Yeah.
Always tuning in.
Yeah, Coach Hall, as I was getting the starters, make sure it was the usual suspects for Hanover, Coach Hall says, don't forget to give a shout out to my brother. He's listening again. It's way up there in Alaska. So kudos to Mr. Hall and Coach Hall.
Yeah, glad he's on board. What are they? Here it is, 7:03 p.m. here where we are. What is that about?
It's got to be about 4 hours behind.
Five, yeah. So 3 o'clock?
3, 4 o'clock, yeah.
It's a little early afternoon or late afternoon basketball on the radio up in Kenai, Alaska.
Yeah. Them early NCAA games, I wonder what time those come on out there.
Yeah, really. You definitely have to take the day off.
For sure. Hey, did you fill that?
My bracket's up.
Yeah, I saw your bracket. What is wrong
with
you?
When did you look?
This afternoon.
What time? Because I updated it before I left work.
Okay, I haven't looked at it. I looked at it early today, and it was like, you had like Michigan State and some other school. I'm like, what? No.
It's funny because and trust me, it's up for edit probably one more time. Because when I got done doing it, I looked at it and went, what was I doing?
Right.
I did the same thing. So
I have Villanova beating Arizona. I'm fairly confident.
Well, I had Arizona and MSU. It's not like I was way off. I changed it, but we'll see.
You also had Loyola Chicago losing in the first round, I think. So I was a little disappointed in you.
That's because I didn't pick Loyola Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, we'll discuss it later, I suppose. Tip-off set to happen. Haught and Brocky into the center circle. Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central rocking the all-white with the gold lettering.
I dig it.
That's going to be tough to see later on, Jason, I'm guessing. Haught does get the tap as they both kind of whiffed at first. Haught taps it, and Sherrard, and he gets it over to O'Brien. O'Brien at left wing at the top for Kegley. Can't give him room to shoot the three, and he hits again. So Kegley gets it started the same way he finished Monday night with an opening three-pointer. And the Comets will have to stick to him. 3-0 Falcons. Comets working the high post there for Laketa out to Mitch Sauber. He fires for three and missed. Rebound, Donovan Kennedy on the putback. He's hit over the back. So Kennedy misses the shot, but he's got an offensive rebound and a pair of free throws coming. And that's the first foul against Monroe, and that'll be against Tyler Welch.
Yeah, Welch is going to pick up his first, team's first, and Kennedy will head to the line doing what he does best.
Got that one to go. So both teams on the board on their first trip up the floor. Kennedy on his second attempt. Leaves it short, rebounded by Hawk. Gets it to Keegley, right, looking to run up the left side to O'Brien. Welch down in the low post, and he's got Kennedy on him, but with Rhett Laketta there to help. And it looks like Rhett did draw the matchup there with Haught, and he's given a lot of room outside the arc, and Haught will try to shoot out there. Right now, though, he's getting on the low block. Good help side by Luke Laketta, but he a little body contact, just unclean on the steal attempt, but he really did come over and help at the exact right time. And Coach Mortimer not pleased with the call, and it was a soft call, but definitely did commit some contact.
Yeah, and that's going to be the first on Luke.
O'Brien, they leave him wide open for three, and he'll take it and knock it down. Luke Laketta was out there within reach and stepped back and dared him to shoot. He shot it, and he hit it 6-1. Falcons, high post Laketta out to Luke. Drives in, feeds Kennedy on the low block. He's double-teamed and travels as he tries to dribble out. 6-1 here to start. Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, another turnover by the Comets.
Yeah, they recognized that baseline play coming quick. Got that trap side defense coming.
Sherrard outside right wing, now to the top, and Welch loses it momentarily. Over to O'Brien, left wing. They won't give him that much room this time. Sherrard, right wing. Patience here by the Falcons. Keeley's going to come get it. Look at Mitch Sauber chasing him, blanketing him. I'm guessing they won't lose him again for another open three.
Not in a million years.
He's good off the dribble, too. He goes down to Haught on the baseline. Double-teamed in the low block. Passes out to O'Brien. Missed the shot. Rebound tapped and pulled in by Brocky. And that's going to be his second foul against Welch, it looks like.
Yes, it will.
Welch with a couple early fouls. And we might need to get a substitution. Nope, they'll leave him out there.
Yeah, they're going to let him go.
They're running kind of a 2-3 zone down here for St. Mary's. And they'll stretch that out and maybe try to trap down in the corners. Cross court to Brocky. Good hustle by St. Mary's on the zone. Nice move and a feed down to Donovan Kennedy on the baseline, and he swoops in like he regularly does. If he can get that shot all night, he will love it. That's right in his comfort zone. 6-3. Lead cut to three.
Hanover will take that all day as well.
Keegley running off the screen. Quick fire. Three, and he hit again.
Wow.
He barely had it in his hand long enough to shoot it, and he got it away. And they're 3-for-3 from beyond the arc, but haven't done much else. Haven't needed to, I guess. High post for Laketta out to Brocky. He's open for three. Fires, missed everything. Rebounded by Luke Laketta, though, in the lane. Pump fakes. Got blocked by Haught. The 6'8 wingspan got him on the shot. Keegley's got it again, left wing. With Sauber on him. Sauber looking to double down on Haught, but you can't double off of Keegley. Sherrard down to Welch on the baseline. Looks to back down, spin move, jump hook. Got it. 11-3, Falcons.
Good move by Welch there.
Hanover Horton trying to keep pace here. Brocky outside the arc by about three steps, picked up there by Sherrard. Now over to Mitch Sauber, back to Brocky. Swings it to Laketta. Pump fakes, nowhere to go there. He'll dribble out. Passes to Brocky. They continue to work the perimeter. Now high post for Laketta. Turns and shoots from the elbow. Missed. Rebounded by Haught. Not shooting great here in the early going for the Comets. Keegley, however, has fired a pair of threes already, and he's maybe looking to get another one. Gets a screen from Haught. Pulls up the triple, and he hit it. Does he ever miss? Keegley with three threes already. 14-3. The Falcons lead the Hanover Horton Comets. We get a timeout from Chad Mortimer, 30-second break, and we're right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
High school basketball here at WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. It goes to show you that Keatley's shooting effort on Monday night was no fluke, Jason, already with three threes. And he only needs a moment to get it off.
Yeah, he's impressive so far in this one.
Hasn't even hit the rim, really. Mitch Sauber, an open look for three. Big shot there, and Mitch Sauber gets nothing but net. That's what you want out of the timeout if you're Hanover Horton. 14-6, they still trail under 4 minutes now, first quarter here in WKHM.
Now they need to focus up, empty possessions, good clean looks on the offensive side. Can't force threes if they're not there.
Keegley gets to that very high post there for Haught, and he goes to work and backing him down and going to get offensive foul.
Great job right there by Luke Laketta.
And I think Haught, at this point, has been kind of frustrated that he hasn't had a lot of room to work when he does get it down there. The Falcons have really gotten it done from beyond the arc so far. And Haught, a little frustration. You get a couple fouls on him. Maybe you can neutralize him a little bit. Mitch Sauber wants to feed Luke Laketta for the open three, but took a little extra step, dragged that pivot foot, I suppose. Gets whistled for the travel and a turnover. And you don't like that if you're Hanover Horton. You got the stop on the other end that you wanted. You come down, you needed a bucket. Still 14-6, 3:28 to go here in the first.
And Andrew Todd into the game for the Falcons.
Keegley comes off a screen looking to gun. Now he'll drive into the air, throws it out. There's an open look. Missed shot by Todd. Rebound tapped out. Last touch on the Comets. And now we're going to comp that, maybe change the mind. There you go, Hanover Horton ball.
Yeah, so that's something Hanover needs are those empty possessions. Now they need to come down and get a good, clean look at the bucket. Shot selection is going to be key if they want to get back into the game. They can't take unnecessary and ugly shots just because they're there.
The Falcons do a really good job out of this zone, Jason. They really get over to everybody. It's tough to get an open shot from it. Nice pump fake and pull up from the baseline for Luke Laketta. Got it halfway down and rattles out. Rebounded by Haught. And you can really see a size advantage on the boards down here. They got to box him out. Keegley working against Brocky now at the top. Drives into the elbow. Pull-up jumper is off. Rebounded by Kennedy. So another stop by the Comets. They just got to get buckets. Brocky at the top. And the Sauber outside left wing. Tries to feed Kennedy on the baseline. And it's stolen but kicked. So the Comets will take the ball on the outside. Sideline inbound for Mitch Sauber. He'll go to the bench now. Brandon Miller and Bryce Sanders onto the floor.
Also into the game, Christian Harrington for St. Mary's Catholic Central.
St. Mary's goes to the bench there a little bit with about 2:25 to go in the quarter. There's an open look for Brandon Miller off the bench. Oh, another one halfway down. Sanders with a nice offensive board. Luke Laketta steps back. Now he'll look to drive, and he'll get a reach-in foul against Keegley. So here in the first quarter, we got fouls against Haught and Keegley, and at some point, if you're Hanover Horton, you want to go at those guys and see if you can't get them to pick up another easy one and get them neutralized on the bench.
Yeah, keep targeting them.
They got to get buckets, though. Miller gives to Brocky outside the arc after the inbound from the baseline. Sanders has it, goes back to Brocky, back to Sanders. High post for Luke Laketta, turns and looks. Now back out to Sanders. He's open for a long two. Left it short, and Haught grabs it out of the air. Took an extra step, no call on the rebound. They kind of did a no-call on what could have been a foul, too. So
yeah, he collided a little bit with Donovan Kennedy there.
And decided to just kind of let it go here. 1:47 left on our first quarter clock. Still 14-6, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central in the lead. Four threes here in the first quarter for the Falcons. Another open look on that one, and he hits it. Does anybody on here not shoot the three? Christian Harrington hits it. 17-6, an 11-point first quarter lead. Comets need a run. There's a deep three by Brocky. Got it to go. There's a big shot, Jack Brocky. 17-9, minute 16. Rhett Laketta back up off the bench. We'll come back into the fray here for the final moments of the first. Brocky picking up Keegley outside the arc. Now they switch. It's Luke Laketta on him. Keegley looks to drive, pulls up from the free throw line, and hits.
It's 11 now for Keegley.
51 seconds for the Comets. Left wing for Brandon Miller. Brocky now near the mid-circle. Right side for Sanders. Back to Brocky. Puts it on the deck into the elbow. Nothing there. Out to Luke. He'll take a deep three. Luke Laqueta missed. Hot just goes up above everybody. Arms stretched out and rebounds again. He must have half a dozen of them here in the first.
Yeah, he barely has to leave his feet to pick up those rebounds. They've got to do a better job of putting a body on him and getting him out of the way on the box out.
22 seconds. Keeley going to work on Brocky. Looks like they're going to hold for one shot here to end the quarter. Now Keeley goes with the lefty drive, gets into the lane, all the way to the bucket, scoops, missed. Luke Paquetto get it with 5 seconds, throws it out. There's a fling coming from Kennedy, no, over the backboard, and actually still got 0.4 on the clock. So we'll get one last desperate attempt. Your hand over, you just don't want anybody to get behind you. Get it into Hot. He flings it well short. So after one, 19-9, hot shooting first quarter for Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. 1 minute break, and we're back with the second quarter here on WKHM and WKHM.com.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
If you are suffering from nagging pain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist is the place to go. We specialize in physical therapy, injury rehabilitation, pain management, and women's health therapy. With direct access, you don't need a doctor's referral for an evaluation. So stop into any of our 5 Jackson locations or come see us at our new state-of-the-art clinic in Napoleon Corners Plaza. ORS patients receive personalized care and successful long-lasting outcomes. So come to one of the most trusted, top-referred physical therapy companies in mid-Michigan with a 98% customer approval rating. Visit ORSMI.com today.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All of our postseason boys basketball coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. 8 minutes on the clock. Inbound goes to Hanover Horton. They trail by 10, 19-9. Come off the bench with the starting lineup. Sauber gets to the high post for Rhett Laqueta. Out to Luke. Open for three. We got it. Big shot Luke Laqueta out of the first quarter break. 19-12. They cut it to 7. It's going to be up to the defense now for the Comets.
Yeah, absolutely needed that bucket.
Nice job by Rhett Laqueta to find Luke out of that high post. He's a great passer from there.
Caught, by the way, in that first quarter, 5 boards unofficially.
Keegley on the move, drives to the bucket and blocked out of the sky there. Good defense by Luke Laqueta. And it's going to stay Falcons ball, but the nice defensive effort there by Hanover. They lob it into Haught, tapped around and stolen by Kennedy. That lob play, that's Hanover Horton's inbound play.
Yeah, they know that all too well.
Sauber double teamed. Gets into that high post for Rhett Laqueta. Back out to Sauber, open for three. Hit it!
Got it!
There's a little hot shooting now for the Comets. 19-15, they cut it to 4 with 7:03 to go in the half.
They can't get lax on the defensive end, though.
Harrington makes a little dribble drive attempt. Nothing there. He passes back out to Todd. Todd will go back to Harrington, right wing for the Falcons. There's O'Brien to Todd. Keeley comes around off the screen. Jack Brocky's taking that job, guarding him. Caught. Outside the arc, looks to back in, spin move into the air, passes out. There's a good open look for Todd, but he missed the shot. Offensive rebound and a putback. That is Wyatt O'Brien, another 6'4 guy here on the front line for the Falcons. This is 21-15. Hanover Horton back on the offense. Left wing for Brocky. He dribbles his way over to the top. Now to the high post again for Rhett Laqueta. Goes in the spin move, gets deep, and he draws a whistle. That's going to go against O'Brien. And that's his first.
Yeah, that is his first, team's fifth.
Nice move there by Rhett Laqueta.
Yeah.
He's been turning and looking in the high post spot, just looking to pass. So when he went to work, I don't think anybody thought he was going to do anything, but he took it right to the bucket, and he hits the first free throw. You got to love these offensive possessions here in the early second quarter for Hanover. They're getting points every trip down now.
Tyler Welch back into the game. Two fouls on him.
Laketa with another free throw. Good to go. 21-17. They cut it back to four. Now it's on the defense's back. Jack Brocky has drawn that match with Keegley, and I like it. He's got him on height, and he can stay with him for speed. Keegley gets a good screen. Had a moment, had a breath to look at it. Didn't take the shot. Tries to feed Haught down low. And Haught turnaround lefty jumper. Got that to go. Tough shot, but he's got the height advantage to make it.
Yeah, that's Haught. Just his first bucket of the night. Nice feed, and Kennedy lost the handle.
They did get a touch by the Falcons, so it stays Comet ball. Trying to thread the needle there a little bit, Rhett Laketa. If he gets it to him, it's a layup. Comets keep the ball. Inbound Brocky from the baseline. Gets it right to Luke Laketa. Cut down the lane. Pretty pass, pretty finish. A nice run here by the Comets. And it's 23-19, and now we'll give you a delay a game warning. Delay a game warning. Somebody touched the ball when it came through the basket, I guess.
Yeah.
Inbound goes to Keegley, and here come the Falcons. He dribbles to the left wing, picked up there by Brocky, trying to feed down low to Welch on the low block. He leans in for a shot. Just kind of tossed it up, but gets the rebound again, and the putback is good. Good defense by Kennedy on the initial shot attempt, but on the putback, it's an easy one for Welch, and they keep pace here, 25-19, keeping that six-point lead. There's Laketa at the high post. Dribbles in, nothing there, out to Sauber. Takes a drag step, goes back to Laketa, and he's going to draw a foul against Welch. Good feed by Sauber to find Rhett down there, and Welch.
Yeah.
Clubbed him.
Three on Welch.
So he'll have to go back to the bench. It looks like they'll get Sherrard off, and they'll go a little small here. Sherrard, Keegley, O'Brien, Harrington, and Haught. The big man on the floor for the Falcons. Starter's still in for Hanover. They do the lob inbound to Luke Laketa. Gets blocked, but hit on the shot attempt. And that's another foul going against Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central.
Yeah, that one on Wyatt O'Brien, his second, team seventh. So Hanover free throws rest of the way.
5:07 to go first half, 25-19. They trail by six, but have been good at the line so far. First one knocked down by Laketa. Luke will take his second attempt. And in and out, rebounded by O'Brien. 25-20 now, it's a five-point game. And here comes Keegley, working over right side, trying to get Haught, posting against Rhett Laketa. Starts to go to work, coming around and stealing it, Mitch Sauber! Great defensive play, sneaking up. Sauber goes on the attack on the baseline, under the basket, pops it out to Laketa.
Great feed.
Now Luke is open for three. No, he'll pump fake, drives in. Nice pass. A little too many passes there. They had a couple of open looks. They passed up and end up passing it out of bounds. One too many times, Donovan Kennedy was under the basket. Even if he got it down there, he didn't have any room to put the shot.
Not an ideal look for Donovan Kennedy directly under the basket.
Caught outside the arc. They're giving him a little room to shoot there if he wants to. He'll hand off to Sherrard. It looks to drive and runs. They're going to call a blocking foul against Luke Laketa, but it clearly just lowered the shoulder into him.
Wow. That's going to be team foul number two. Foul number two on Laketa. Quick inbound to Haught, and he missed.
He tried to do it too quick. Rebounded by Brocky, so they get the stop anyway. Luke Laketa open for three, left it short. Rebound briefly knocked loose. They'll get it away to Keegley, and he'll look to run. No numbers. He's going up the sideline, but he can go one-on-one. Takes it against Brocky into the air. Threw it away for a moment, but it lands in the hands of Christian Harrington, and he knocks down a three. 28-20.
All right, Hanover's got to slow it down, refocus.
They almost had that steal, and it just goes through his hands and lands, unfortunately, right in the hands of Harrington, and he's wide open. Brocky will now take a triple. Nothing but net! Cold-blooded three by Jack Brocky, 28-23. They keep it within five. Out-of-town scoreboard, East Lansing and Okemos still alive in the playoffs, 44-43 late in that one.
And a turnover. Keegley tried to make the pass down low for Wyatt O'Brien. Ball sailed right off of his shoulder and out of bounds, handover ball.
The play gets made, too, Jason, because of aggressive defense by Jack Brocky trying to go for the steal and almost getting it. Keegley got it out of there quick and turned it over.
Bryce Sanders into the game now for Hanover.
Chance for the Comets to cut into this lead even a little more. Great feed again by Laketta. Kennedy missed it. On the rebound, goes off his leg. He had the bunny under the basket and just missed it. Great feed again by Rhett Laketta. He's got eyes in the back of his head.
Yeah, and how they've been able to get around C.J. Hawk in this game has just been impressive.
We just got an update on that score. So two guys from the CAAC Blue playing East Lansing and Okemos. A 50-42 East Lansing and Brandon Johns. Looking like they're going to win that one as Hawk scores. So it's back out to a seven-point lead. Again, they feed that high post for Laketta. Back out to Sauber. Sanders pump fakes from beyond the arc. Sauber setting up. Drops it into Laketta, right around that free throw line. And a pass nearly picked off. It's going to get a jump ball. So nice job by Harrington to try and get in that passing lane. 30-23, 2:38 to go. And nice quarter here by Hanover Horton. I know they got to be kicking themselves for getting down to start because they've been trading shots here in the second. They're going to need another run. Harrington comes off a screen, drives, looking for Hott across the lane. He almost had it knocked away, gets bumped on the shot. The foul will be against Laketta, and Hott will go to the line for a pair.
Yeah, just team foul number three, first one on Rhett. And CJ will get his first two attempts from the line tonight.
2:22 to go here in the half, 30-23 with Hott at the stripe. And he missed.
He has a very awkward form on the free throws. Sort of a reverse LaMelo, or kind of that weird off-the-head slingshot.
Lorenzo Ball, is that?
Lorenzo Ball, yes.
Is that his name? So 31-23, he gets the second one. Stretch the lead back to 8 with 2:16. And Hawk with the steal. Fast break, it's him and Mitch Sauber. Sanders gets down to stop it, but they're going to count the bucket, and he'll get a free throw. Just a lazy pass. Hott was ready for it. Stretches the lead to 10. They can make it 11 with a free throw.
Yeah, Hanover's going to need to slow down, refocus. That foul on Bryce Sanders, his first. Team's fourth.
And Hott got that one to go. Mitch Sauber will go to the bench. Brandon Miller comes in. Miller, Sanders, Rhett Laketta, Jack Brocky, and Donovan Kennedy right now. Trailing 34-23 with 2:07. First half. Sanders on the wing. Back to Brocky at the top. High post for Rhett Laketta. Starts to back, go to work against Hawk. He'll pass back out. Get out of that lane. Avoid that 3-second call. He did. Brocky at the top. Over to Sanders. Moving it back to Brocky, and then Laketta again at the free throw line. Back to Brocky, deep triple. He hit it! Jack Brocky's catching fire here in the second quarter. Keeping them close, they cut it back to 8 with a minute 36 and a half. Keegley working with the basketball for Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. Taking his time with a minute 23, trying to get Hot down to the low block. Laketta's done a good job. He gets into the lane, nowhere to go, out to Sherrard for three, and he misses everything, airballed it. Save attempt, tosses it back out, and they'll keep it. Nice job by Todd for the Falcons to keep that one from going out. Hawk goes to work. Great defense by Laketta on him and didn't commit a foul. They get the rebound. Good stop by the Comets. Team defense on that one, especially individual effort by Rhett Laketta. Brandon Miller out to Brocky. They're being real patient against this zone. Keep feeding that high post spot for Laketta, where he's gone to work, finding guys with assists and scoring his own points, too. Brandon Miller looking high post to Laketta, goes to work against Hott. Spin move. Good defense, Hott. Passes out to Miller. Miller to Brocky, coming off the cut. Still all outside the arc. Brandon open for three. Miller hits. No. Left it short. Rebound tapped, and Haught pulls it in again. Keegley looking to run a little bit. No numbers, but he's going to drive anyway. And Brocky missed the block, and Keegley gets it to go. Leads back to 10 for Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central with 8 seconds left in the half. 36-26. Brocky gets a screen. Goes over to Miller. Back to Brocky. Fires for three.
Oh!
What a shot!
Wow, what a bucket by Jack Brocky.
You don't want to have to, you don't want to have to get that shot, but he got it anyway. 36-29, our halftime score, after Brocky hits one from, geez, the volleyball 10-foot line there near midcourt. So we'll break for the half. The three-pointer looks like it's going to count. And let's go ahead and take 3 minutes, Jason. We'll come back and look at the stats from the first half, set things up for the second half. 36-29, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central Falcons lead the Hanover-Horton Comets here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into 2 fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Maumee Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
School basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Superintendent Jason Smith, a visit from Superintendent John Denny from Hanover Horton Schools. Yeah. One of our sponsors on the game tonight. Thank you to Hanover Horton Community Schools. And thank you to them for winning some games so we get to come out to a regional final once again. 36-29, they trail right now by 7. Was 10 until a big buzzer beater there by Jack Brocky. And he actually got really hot in the court. Had that's, by my count, 3 threes, Jason. And that was important because they got some open looks. They weren't knocking them down. Brocky, however, was good. And I think Hanover Horton's going to be able to play with these guys the whole way.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of good things, even though you know, you're down seven right now. A lot of that can be attributed to just a difficult first quarter where you were outscored 19-9. You know, a little bit better pacing in the second quarter, matched up well to Hanover style of play a little bit. They were able to put up 20 points in that second quarter, which is fantastic because you held St. Mary's Catholic Central to just 17. So it was a good, strong quarter for them at the end of the day. And if you're Hanover, there's a lot of good things that you did well in that second quarter you need to keep up, and you hope that St. Mary's hot shooting like they had in the first quarter doesn't reemerge at all in this second half.
Well, and I think the reason it wasn't as big a factor there in it, it kind of was there in the second quarter, but Keegley, for instance, didn't go off for threes in the second quarter. They made a switch. Mitch Sauber came out guarding him initially, and they switched Jack Brocky at him, and Brocky's length really was able to take that three-point shot away a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he can get that arm up on a shot that Mitch Sauber wasn't going to be able to get to, and that seemed to neutralize Keegley from beyond the arc. He was still able to get some points driving and pulling up, and he is quick. He gets the ball and just takes off, and you don't know. He's got a head of steam, he's so under control, you can't really get in front of him. So they'll address that, I'm sure, in the locker room. But, Jason, let's go ahead and look at the first half numbers for the Comets.
Yeah, the Comets, Jack Brocky led all scorers, no surprise, with 12, including those three threes in the second quarter. Luke Laketta had a pretty good half as well. 6 points, couple of boards for him. Mitch Sauber with 6 points. He had a pair of threes. Donovan Kennedy with just 3 points. Brett Laketta had 2 points and a rebound. But the key stat here, playing that high key, high post position, the sort of the leader of the triangle, 5 assists in the half.
Yeah, and I think another key for Rhett Laketta was that he played outstanding defense on Haught.
Yes.
There, especially in the second quarter, and was able to do so without committing fouls. So Hanover Horton in a much better position foul-wise than Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, with just 4 team fouls to 7 for the Falcons, and 3 of them on Welch. So he's going to be a guy who you got to use sparingly, which is nice to get a little bit of that height neutralized from the Falcons. What about who got it done for Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central?
Well, no surprise, it was the Hunter Kegley show to get things off and running to start the game. He had 11 in the first quarter, finished with just 13 and a half after the switch from Mitch Sauber to Jack Brocky on defense for Hanover. Also in the game, C.J. Haught, 8 points, 6 boards. No surprise there, he's going to be a monster on the rebounds there. Christian Harrington hit a couple of big threes. He's got 6. Wyatt O'Brien has 5 points to go along with 2 fouls, 3 rebounds. Tyler Welch, despite his 3 fouls, has 4 points. And 1 assist, 1 rebound from Mitchell Sherrard, the other starter in the game.
And Jason, and the game on Monday against Napoleon, essentially Keegley and Haught got it done. Just those two guys. There were some other miscellaneous points, but for the most part it was those two guys. And I think what Hanover Horton did in this first half that Napoleon maybe didn't is they made those other guys step up and hit shots, and to their credit they did. Harrington being able to hit a couple of threes, and O'Brien, another guy who was important when Keegley and Haught didn't look like they were going to, you know, have space, those other guys really stepped up, and I think that's why they stay out with this 7-point lead, because the Comets really in the second quarter did a great job on Keegley and Haught, and we'll see if they can continue to do so, and if they can, you know, it's going to come down to if they can play enough defense to win. They'll have to make shots, obviously, but they'll have to keep the Falcons from making shots.
Yeah, you've got 2 options here quickly as the half is getting ready to wind down here. You can either let those guys get their points and shut down everybody else, which is kind of what Napoleon looked to do, and it backfired on him. Or you could shut down everyone else or let them get their points or try to get the points and sort of contain the two big guys in Haught and Keegley. And Hanover's done that. They've sort of tried to contain them, keep them under wraps, disrupt them a little bit, but then force everyone else to beat you. And they haven't been able to do that thus far, and it's working so far for Hanover. So they've got to now they got to make shots to get back into the game.
Well, I was going to say, essentially they are still beating you. Those other guys are still beating you. Can they continue that for another 16 minutes? We'll see. They lead right now 36-29. We'll take one more minute here on the half and come back with second half action on WKHM.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 8 minutes on the clock, ready for the second half. And it'll be Comet ball to get it started. They trail by seven in this regional final game. They go into Luke Laquetta up the sideline, high post for Rhett. Rhett over to Luke, outside the arc, picked up there by Haught. Now he'll go to Rhett. Little errant on the pass, but they get it back. Laquetta out to Brocky. He's open for three. Fires. Missed. Can keep the pace, the heat going. Laquetta had position on that rebound, but the taller Haught able to take it away behind him, and Mortimer wanted a little over the back.
Yeah, he just had to reach out his arms and had the advantage.
There's a turnover. Donovan Kennedy ahead of everyone. He's getting chased by the big guys, and he gets it up and in. Great job by Kennedy. Good defense by the Comets. They cut the lead back to five. Hanging close. Keegley coming up the floor for the Falcons. Picked up there again. Jack Brocky draws that matchup. Welch outside the arc. It's not where he wants to get the ball. Screen. Keegley fires for three off the screen. Missed. First missed three for him tonight. And rebounded by the Comets.
Very deliberate pace up the floor.
Comets are going to want to get buckets up, buckets every trip up while they trail here. Patience there on the offense for Laquetta up to Sovereign. They feed Rhett at that high post out to Brocky. Another open look for three, and he missed it again. Rebound to Haught, tapped away, but Sherrard will reel it in.
He looks to run.
Quick pace. They go down to Welch. Double team. Gets the shot up anyway, and we get a foul against Hanover Horton.
Rhett. Laquetta.
It's kind of a soft whistle there. He'll go to the line for a pair.
Just the second on Rhett Laquetta. Team's first in the half.
36-31. 6.5 to go. Welch shoots. Missed.
2 for 4 now from the line for the team for St. Mary's.
Welch shoots again, and the second one's good. So got that kind of a miss-make scenario going on. Every other. Sauber brings it up. They trail by six now. High post for Rhett Laquetta. The whole side of the floor is empty. He'll go to work driving. Backs down. Now out to Luke Laquetta. Great pass because Luke Laquetta coming across the lane. Fires it about the free throw line and knocks it down. And the lead is down to four. Hanover Horton. I think they feel like they can definitely play with these guys. And now they need to start feeling like they can beat them. And that's coming, I think.
Yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, it's on the way. The empty possessions are helping.
They've done a great job on the defense down here, second half. They go down to Haught. He's triple team knocked away.
Donovan
great
Kennedy.
Hands, Kennedy. Brocky up the floor to Mitch Sauber. Drives back out to Luke Laquetta. Back to Mitch. Kennedy's down on the baseline if they can get it over to him. Luke's wide open for three. Missed everything. Rhett will save it, but right into the hands of Welch. 4-point advantage for Monroe. And
stolen.
Kennedy chases it down the floor and steals.
He read that the whole way, too, in a very nonchalant carry up the floor by Mitch Sherrard.
Right in front of the bench, too. And you could tell that the coach had warned him, but he didn't know which side. And Kennedy with a great play. High post, Rhett Laquetta pump fakes on the deck out to Sauber. Back to Luke Laquetta. Rhett gets to Kennedy. No room to work down on the baseline this time. Jack Brocky's got it now. Left wing for Mitch. Sauber drives across the paint. Out to Rhett. He'll drive back out to Sauber. Pump fakes the triple. Now into the lane.
Wow!
What a Mitch Sauber!
Wow.
6'8", Chris Haught couldn't do anything. Sauber with the up and under. Beautiful move. The lead is just two. And we'll get a whistle. Quick whistle for a reach-in, I guess.
That's going to go on Rhett. He's not exactly sure what he did, but he picks up his third nonetheless, team second.
I'm waiting for them to post that. So they didn't put it up on the scoreboard yet here, Jason, but I thought I saw him do the 3-2. Anyway, nice job by Welch to cut on the inbound pass. So they'll get a bunny. They'll cut the lead back up, push the lead back up to four. Jack Brocky working against Sherrard outside the arc. 4:20 left. High post for Rhett Laketa. Knocked away from behind. No reaching on that one. And up the floor quickly. And good hustle, Rhett Laketa, to knock it away from a streaking Wyatt O'Brien. Hannah Horton saves a bunny there. They lob it into Haught. Open in the lane. Missed the shot. Rebounded Donovan Kennedy. Kennedy's doing such a workmanlike job down on the boards, battling those three taller guys every time out and getting his fair share for sure. They give Rhett Laketa room to shoot. He leaves it a little short and rebound tapped and pulled in by O'Brien. So an empty possession here for the Comets. 39-35 lead for Monroe St. Mary. Drive by Keegley, gets down deep, missed it. He left it short. Shot was affected by Luke Laketa's help side defense, and now Laketa's got it on possession for the Comets. They go high post for Rhett, down to Donovan Kennedy, deep.
Good feed.
He scored it. Probably could have got a whistle against Haught on it, but no call. They cut the lead back to two with 3.5.
You can tell Hanover, they're getting fired up. They know they can play with these guys.
Haught outside the arc, down low to Welch. Good pass. And they realized once they got it down low, they didn't want to foul him. He puts it up, and he'll score. So leads back out to fourth, 41-37. Hanover's going to need a run. You don't want to let these guys hang around.
Big
three! Luke Laketa from the left wing! And now a timeout from Chad Mortimer's bench. Full timeout. Let's go ahead and take a one-minute break here in WKHM. 3:04 to go, 41-40. The Comets within one.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Starting to get loud here, Jason. 3:01 to go third quarter, 41-40. The Falcons lead cut down to one. Defense here by the Comets. Down to Haught. Kennedy tried to step up and take the charge. We get a no call on it, and Haught scores. It leads back out to three.
Good effort there by Donovan Kennedy.
That's the way they drew it up in the timeout, no doubt. For Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. There's a drive move by Luke Laketa. No space to be found. Gets it out to Mitch. Drives into the elbow off to Luke. Pump fakes the triple. Got bumped on the way past. Now a block on Kennedy. There's that height advantage for Haught. Stop on the end by SMCC. Now Keegley on the offense for the Falcons. 2:20 to go. They lead by three. Brocky out there guarding Keegley. And now we get a 5-second call. Keegley trying to get the call from the bench. and waited too long.
Hanover needed that, trying to keep this within at least 2 or 3 points at one possession at most.
There's a jumper from the elbow for Luke Laqueta, and they've been kind of letting that high post guy shoot, and Luke Laqueta will absolutely eat their lunch from that spot all night. 43-42, they cut it back to one, under 2 minutes in the quarter. They continue to lob it down to Hunt low. They're going to have to front him down there.
Yeah.
And I think it's Sanders commits the foul on the shot.
Waiting for them to post it up on the scoreboard. Yep, that is going to be on Bryce Sanders, his second. Team's third.
Hot hits from the line, so they get the lead back out to four. 46-42. Mitch Sauber coming over the midline. Left side for Brocky. Cross court to Sanders. Sanders to Sauber. Into the high post for Luke Laqueta. They come out and guard him this time. He drives past. Scoops it and scores it. What a move! Mortimer wanted the whistle on that move. Nice finish by Luke Laqueta. Lead is just 2, 46-44, minute and a half left here in a tremendous third quarter. O'Brien picks up his dribble, gets it to Haught, kind of an outlet safety valve there. Now back to Sherrard. Keegley in the corner. Brocky following him, stalking him, really. Haught tries to move from the top. I don't know why Haught would even play out that deep. They've just been able to feed him down in the low block.
I think they're trying to get Kegley open for a shot.
Sherrard drives into the paint, missed the shot. Rebound tapped about 8 times. Still loose. Finally, Welch comes through and secures it. And a second opportunity here for the Falcons. Keegley over to O'Brien. They're letting him shoot if he wants. Welch will drive. And we'll get a whistle, and they're going to count the bucket.
That one is on Kennedy.
So the bucket counts as 48-44, and Welch will go to the line. Chance of the old-fashioned three-point play here. Four-point lead for the Falcons, and we're kind of in this mode here where they're trading baskets. Comets have struggled to get stops here, and it's the size advantage that's been the difference. Welch misses the free throw, rebounded by Luke Laqueta. Gets it up the floor to Mitch Sauber. Coming down the middle of the floor. Surveying the floor, gets it to the high post. Luke Laqueta going on a move. Got the defender up in the air, nothing to do. Back out to Sauber, who will drive in a little bit. Now works his way back out. Now changes direction
nice.
Again. Out to Luke Laqueta, open three. Left is short. Rebounded Welch. Here comes SMCC with a four-point lead in the ball. Final 18 seconds of the third period. Keegley cross court to O'Brien. They're letting him shoot if he wants. Keegley with 6 seconds. Driving, steps back out. They've got a switch, so Kennedy's on him. He pulls up the triple. Missed! And that'll sound the buzzer on the third quarter. 48-44, let's take a one-minute break. We're back with the final 8 minutes on WKHM, WKHM.com.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only $1. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need all the time.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, Jason, you mentioned it. The Comets have outscored the Falcons in the last two quarters, but they're still trying to erase that 10-point deficit that they got behind in the first quarter. 48-44, 8 minutes on the clock. We're looking for a classic here down the stretch. Falcons ball, 7:55 p.m. With 8 minutes to go in this tilt. Inbound is to Keegley. Hands off to Harrington. Now to O'Brien, and he stops. Harrington outside the arc, hands back to O'Brien. He'll dribble left wing, trying to feed Welch down to the low block. Good job by Rhett Laketta to kind of split that lane and make it a tough. You can't pass it over because there's a guy back there. And then he was also keeping an eye on Haught. You got a switch, and Laketta's on Kegley. He dribbles off his foot out of bounds. Comet ball. Kegley got a little fancy behind the back, and he lost control of that one. So the Comets come away with a stop on the first possession of the quarter.
Yeah, that one big time.
Up the floor to Luke Laketta. Now Sauber over to Brocky. High post for Luke. Puts a move on. Pulls it up. Shoots and scores from the paint. Lead back down to 2. 7:15 on the clock. Kegley up the floor for Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. Hands off to Harrington. Left wing for O'Brien. O'Brien's very indecisive outside the arc. He'll pull up the triple, and he hit it. What a huge shot for O'Brien. They've been daring him to shoot out there, Jason, and that one he just pulled up off a couple dribbles.
Yeah, very nonchalant pull-up and knocked it down.
Makes the lead 5. Jack Brocky going to drive out to Sauber. Mitch Sauber. Oh, what a feed!
Nice!
Donovan Kennedy by himself on the baseline, and he gets the bunny on the feed by Sauber. It looked funny with 6'8 Haught going out to guard. I don't know, what is he, 5'5 Mitch Sauber?
On a good day.
And Sauber put it on the deck and dropped it down to Kennedy. Great dime for the Comets. They need to stop now. Trailing by 3. They go down low to Haught. He's double teamed. In the lane, goes up and scores. If he can get the ball up in the air, he's over at top of everyone. There's nothing they can do about that.
For sure.
Lead back to 5. Comets. Mitch Sauber open for 3. And he hit it! Mitch Sauber making plays for the Comets with 6:05 to go. The lead back to 2.
Hanover has steadily outscored them in every quarter. Now they're on the verge of being able to take the lead here.
We've got to find a way to stop Haught down low. They feed out to Harrington for 3, and he missed. That'll stop from scoring down low if they're shooting from way out there. Brocky's got the ball with a chance to tie or go ahead for the Comets.
And again, a nonchalant possession for Hanover. Very methodical up the floor.
High post for Luke Laketta. Out to Sauber. Fakes the 3. On the cut for Laketta.
Nice.
We're tied at 53.
Wow, what a play by Luke Laketta.
Timeout from the Falcons. 53-53. 5:24 to go in this game. And the crowd goes wild. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll be back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 5:24 to go. We're tied at 53. Falcons ball. They drew something up in the timeout. Kegley hands to Harrington. Mitch Sauber pressuring him all the way up. They go down low to Haught. Passes out. There's an open look for O'Brien for 3. Missed everything. Rebound scrum.
Travel.
And Waltz goes down to get it. Travels. That's the shot they wanted out of the out of the timeout, Jason. They got it, and he missed it.
Yeah, he missed everything. Welch on the way down just fell to the deck and can't do that.
Brocky's got it for the Comets. Now Sauber. Back to Brocky. Skips it over to Laketta. Luke. Or excuse me, Rhett passes to Sauber. Sauber left alone for 3. Oh, halfway down. Rattles out, but Laketta chases it down. Rhett's trapped on the baseline. We'll get it out to Kennedy. Kennedy holds it up now over to Luke. Laketta open for 3. Missed again. Oh, rebounded by O'Brien. Couple of beautiful looks and couldn't knock one down. Now Haught out on the break. Trapped on the baseline. He'll pass out. Harrington. Spin move into the lane. He took an extra step. Traveling.
Yeah, and that's going to get Mitch Sherrod into the game. So Christian Harrington will take a seat. Did not have a good fourth quarter so far.
Comets take their time here with 4:21. We're still tied at 53. 8 o'clock here at WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. This high school basketball game brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. High post for Rhett Laketta. There's Brocky open for three. Missed again. Rhett Laketta, another offensive board, but they're gonna, and we're going to get a foul against the Falcons. Jason, this has been overall a truly really clean game for officiating here. And we just have five fouls here in the second half.
Yeah, that one charged to Wyatt O'Brien, his third. Just the team's first, by my count.
Luke Laketta way deep for to be the safety valve. Brocky inbounds into the corner for Mitch. Mitch was kind of open, but with 6'8 Hawk coming over there, he could have got one of those limbs out there. Swing pass over to Brocky into the high post for Laketta. Out to Luke. He pump fakes the triple, drives into the elbow area. Out to Brocky. He'll take the three. Missed it again. That's four straight threes that Hanover Horton has missed. And now we'll get a foul against the Comets on the rebound attempt. They've got those are four threes they missed, Jason. Wide open looks, too. It's just a tragedy that they can't nail one of those because we're tied at 53, and the roof will blow off of this place if they hit one of those.
Yeah, absolutely. As Rhett's going to take a seat with four fouls, Bryce Sanders will check into the game. So a tough loss late into this fourth quarter.
Bryce Sanders will get matched up against Hot too. Luke Laketta coming over to help. Out to Welch. And there's O'Brien, and they will feed it down to Hot. He goes into the air.
Blocked from behind. And
I think they're going to get
Kennedy
on the bump. But a nice block by Luke Laketta, and that'll send Hot to the line. They can make him earn it, but really nice help side effort by Luke Laketta.
Yeah, just two fouls now on Donovan Kennedy. Team foul number five. And that's what you needed, a big miss.
What do they say, ball don't lie?
Ball don't
lie. He misses
lie.
The free throw. 3:28 to go, 53-53 still our score. Hot missed them both. Rebound, Kennedy. Hanover Horton comes away without giving up any buckets on that one.
And now
up the floor.
Somebody needs to score here.
Sauber over to Sanders, back to Mitch Sauber. Now Brocky. He was open for a moment. Keegley hustled over, and now Brocky with the dribble. And there's Hot stepping out in the passing lane, and Sauber just saved a dunk. Hot was ready. Comets a little too relaxed on the passing, and now they're going to turn it over. They're going to change the call and send it for the Falcons.
Yeah, a bit of a scrum there, and apparently Mitch was the last one to touch it.
And respectful disagreement from the lips of Coach Chad Mortimer.
Very much so.
Still tied at 53, 3:02 to go.
Luke Laketta back into the game.
And they go deep to Hot. He passes out. O'Brien open for three, and he hits that one. Big shot by the Falcons. 56-53, under 3 minutes to go. Mitch Sauber over to Brocky. Cross court to Luke Laketta. He'll fire for three, and he left it short. Hot tries to grab it off his hand and out of bounds. The Comets will get another chance at it.
Yeah, they can't press here for the three. They've got to make sure it's a good, clean look at it. They got lucky with Hot there.
So he had an open look at it, Jason, but he was about 2 feet behind the line, and it's not a shot you love to get. That's an open three for Sauber, and he missed it. Kennedy's able to save it, but it goes off the backboard out of bounds.
Yep.
Jason, just ice cold three-point shooting right now for Hanover Horton. That's about six straight misses from beyond the arc.
Yeah, and a lot of these young kids have got to be gassed. Most of them have played the entire game. No break.
Yeah, Rhett Laketta's back in here with the final 2:23. They trail by three now. Comets need a big stop here. Keegley outside the arc, and now he's picked up his dribble. They got him trapped. They get it away to O'Brien, but they'll call a timeout. 30-second break here. We'll keep it on the broadcast. Once again, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center getting on board to sponsor all of our postseason high school basketball. And with 56-53 score, the Comets trail by three. It is the Falcons ball. Comets have gone with their starting lineup most of the way. We've seen Sanders and we've seen Jake Sauber for moments. Brennan Miller's gotten into the game.
Yes.
But
yeah, normally we would have seen by now Trent Finnegan, Matt Tucker, maybe get a couple of minutes here and there. Jake Sauber, we would have seen him a little bit. We have not seen any of those guys at all. Jeremy Van Epps, Jake Sauber, Connor Mortimer, Matt Tucker, Trent Finnegan. None of them have seen a minute, a second of this game.
I'm going to guess that the Falcons haven't been challenged like this all year, Jason.
No.
If Hannover Horton makes half of the threes they've shot, they make two of them out of these last six that they've taken. They're up by three.
Yeah.
So it's just it's a terrible time to go ice cold, but they're going to have to deal with defense now. O'Brien outside the arc goes to Kegley. He fires quickly, and he hit it. They had held him in check for, for
three quarters,
14
almost.
Minutes here in the second half, and he comes out and hits a giant shot there, and the lead is six for the Falcons. 59-53 under 2 minutes. They go to Donovan Kennedy on the baseline. Now they got him trapped. And we get a timeout from the Comets bench. They're trapping everything on Kennedy down on that baseline. They must have seen some of that film from the district tournament.
Yeah, Donovan Kennedy owned that baseline. And every time he's touched the ball when he's near that baseline to set up for that drive, they've trapped quickly. A few times when they've had the floor spaced well enough, Kennedy's had a wide open look down low, but nothing along the baseline where he was going to drive.
Minute 44 to go, and it's the Comets are going to need to get they're going to need to make something on this trip.
Yeah.
Two huge shots, O'Brien and Kegley, for SMCC. The difference in this game has been they made a couple shots where Hannover Horton didn't. But the Comets have really, the effort's been fantastic, and the game plan has been right on, too. Yeah. Inbound to Laketta. He goes to drive, gets deep, blocked by Haught, but Haught with the off arm commits the foul. And if you're Hannover Horton, you're glad to have an opportunity to score with no time counting off the clock here. Luke Laketta will go to the line, and he's probably their best free throw shooter.
Yeah, and that's just Haught's second, team second in the half.
Kenneth's free throw is halfway down and rattled out.
He's now 1 for 3 tonight.
Second attempt, and that one's down. So lead's down to 5. Minute 40 to go. Keegley's got it. And Monroe St. Mary's going to come down and try to eat up some clock. Hand off to O'Brien. All outside the arc. Gets to Sherrard. Mitch Sauber comes out to pressure. O'Brien's got it again, and Luke Laketta will come out to pressure because they got to get a turnover here.
Yeah.
And now they'll call for a hand check.
Yeah, they need fouls, too, if they want to slow this game down a little bit.
That's the seventh against Hannover Horton, so that'll send him to the line.
And that's just Luke's third.
O'Brien's been the guy, Jason. Big shots here that have been just enough to help keep St. Mary's out in front. He missed the free throw, though, and rebounded by Jack Brocky. Up the sideline, Mitch Sauber. 5 points with 119. Still plenty of time here for the Comets. They need to score on this trip. Rhett Laketta at the high post at the elbow. Goes to work. Spin move in the lane. Knocked away. Picked up by Kennedy. He gets into the air and scores.
Got it.
Nice job by Donovan Kennedy. Cuts the lead to 3. Now you're within a shot. Minute to go.
You need a stop here. Defensive stop right here.
I think you make Kegley give it up and then foul whoever he gives it to. Welch gets the shot and scores. They needed to keep him from scoring.
Yeah.
And they wanted a charging violation on the drive from Kegley. I don't know that I disagree with him either, but skip pass down to Kennedy. Gets into the air. Missed the shot. Rebounded. Haught. 34 seconds into 61-56. Hannover Horton. And what did we get? A timeout.
Timeout, yep.
And Mortimer's going to go out and continue to ask about that charging violation. 30.2 to go. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Thanks to Lomar Machine and Tool, Hannover Horton Community Schools for being on this game. Of course, we'd like to thank Subway. Stay tuned following the broadcast. Well, following the buzzer, we'll get you our player of the game. I want to mention that tomorrow is the Feed a Friend Day for Subways in Jackson.
That's right.
Jackson Hillsdale, Vandercook, Brooklyn, all over the Jackson County area. You buy one 6-inch sub, you get a second one for free when you make a food or cash donation, and all that food and cash goes to area food pantries. So if you make a donation, or you go out to Brooklyn, you buy a sub, you make your donation, you get your free sub. That donation goes to help the Brooklyn Food Pantry.
That's right.
You do it in Jackson, it helps out the Jackson Food Pantry or the Interfaith Shelter. It's very cool. It's the 18th year they've been doing it. Make sure you take advantage of the Subway Feed a Friend. Yeah. Tomorrow all day, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yeah, and Bob, his whole crew, they're awesome no matter which location you go to. All of our Subway locations around the area really are just amazing, and good crews everywhere you go, and good eats, man.
5-point Falcon lead here, 30.2 to go. Comets seeing their season on the line. They need a big play. Get it into Keegley. He's up the floor quickly, drops off for Sherrod. There's a turnover. And again, that pressure, Jason, makes them rush. They didn't need to rush. They don't need to shoot up by five. They just need to hold on to the basketball.
No, they don't.
So the turnover is welcomed by the Comets. Mitch Sauber looking to drive. Passes out. Luke Laquette, or Rhett Laquette open for three. Missed it. Rebound tapped again. And they'll whistle a foul against Donovan Kennedy. That's a soft foul.
Yeah. And really, I mean, you had O'Brien hanging all over his back. And they're going to give him... Yeah, they're going to foul O'Brien on that one.
All right. I was going to say, and really, Jason, I didn't think it needed to be a foul call at all.
Yeah. So that's going to be number four on Wyatt O'Brien.
16.5 is still a 5-point game. Jack Brock inbounds from the baseline. Got to get it to somebody. Fades it out to Sauber deep. He drives, hands off to Laquetta. Dribbles over to the top. Into the lane. Too much time. Jack Brocky's going to have to fling one, and he missed it. Out of bounds. Falcons basketball. 3.6 to go with 5 points. Looking for a miracle into Sherrard, and that's going to do it. 61-56, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. We'll move on to the regional round, or the quarterfinal round. They're regional champions. What a season for Hanover Horton. And it's sad to see them lose that way. They just they had so many opportunities down the stretch, and they just couldn't hit a big shot when they really needed to.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. You know, you go ice cold at the absolute worst possible time. And, you know, you don't know if it was fatigue or what, because a lot of these kids probably playing the most minutes they've had to play all year. And they had to against a very tough undefeated St. Mary's Catholic Central team who yet again will move on into the regional round, into the quarterfinals, and their dream season continues.
They remain unbeaten at 24-0. The Comets fall to 21-3. The season comes to an end, but Jason, I think all along we kind of felt like it was even a year earlier than we expected. You look at the guys who played the most minutes and scored the most points. You got Mitch Sauber, Jack Brocky, Rhett and Luke Laquetta. All sophomores.
Yeah.
They'll be back next year and the year after that. And this is going to be a good team. And I don't hesitate to say that I think they'll be back again at
sure.
this level and maybe beyond.
Yeah.
Always well coached by Chad Mortimer. We wish them the best. And it's just unfortunate that they had to lose tonight. They really were. They played well enough to win, and they just, again, missed too many shots down the stretch.
Yeah.
61-56 our final. Let's take a two-minute break here on the postgame, and we'll come back. I get you the numbers, our Subway player of the game, and wrap up our boys' basketball season as the Comets lose 56-61 here on WKHM and WKHM.com.